Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 60 ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz. I do not know if Creed ever played here.
Oh, you mean
the Creed.
Actually here?
Yeah,
yes.
at the time it was the Electric Factory. I know.
I'm gonna say, is this a big enough venue for
well,
Creed?
Well, when they were coming up, okay. We played them on YSP. I know they played the Pontiac, which is a tiny little place. No. I think they must have played this place at some point. Yes. I think so.
Have to.
So we are here at Franklin Music Hall for the lottery party. Doors have opened. There are a bunch of weirdos out there. I love it. I love it. The weirdest of weirdos. Yep.
I got to go out here and see them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. You're going to get. Yeah.
Nah, not with your crowd.
Yeah. You'll
you
get
think
some.
So? Yeah. Yeah. So I just picture them all like hipsters. You know?
Well, they were hipsters 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they're me. They're the washed old guys who used to be cool. Yep. Yeah. Pretty psyched. We're going to get the pick.
Yeah.
We're going to get the pick.
So I'm trying to think. What do we have? After we're done,
yep.
Then we have.
So you got there. It almost
like a
starts
chill down period.
Just 20 minutes. Oh. So starting at 6:30, we go up on stage, and Mike and this guy, a listener of the podcast, Professor Jack, will go up there and explain to everybody how they should watch the lottery,
yeah.
Like as the picks come up,
sure.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Then. My buddy Tim, who actually sang the theme song of Jack's podcast,
there, yeah.
Timmy Hawes.
There, yeah.
He should have come in for Creed, by the way.
He should have come
oh,
in
yeah,
for
I'm
Creed.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
Yeah, that's on us. Us.
Yep.
That's
so Tim's going to do a song, a process version of Imagine that we've had for years.
It's a great
and,
song.
And then we are going to – we're sacrificing a listener.
Nice.
So somebody –
well, this is new.
Yeah, somebody emailed the pod and said we should stone somebody to death as a sacrifice.
Okay.
So we're not doing that, but we've given everybody who comes in a ping pong ball, and we have this guy, Mark.
Oh,
we had 14 people volunteer. We picked one, and Mark is going to go up on stage. We put a protective mask
sure.
on stage. He will be sacrificed, and then the lottery, and then the live show afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
Sounds good.
Get to the text line?
Yeah.
What do you think? Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line.
That was the most positive I've ever heard Chuck on Embiid, and it was still about getting rid of him. Mark in Montco.
That is so true. It's so true.
Yep.
I love Embiid. He's obviously so talented. He's, you know.
Yeah, it was a very different Chuck on Embiid. Yeah.
It was, hey, that's okay. We want growth from our callers.
Yep. There you go.
And I think there was some growth there from Chuck.
I like it.
What's next?
People think about Embiid like they think about cars. You can't just go out and get a new car. The guy who's talked about all his new appliances for the last 2 weeks.
Well, and you can get a new car.
You can.
No, that's why I said you can get a car. I think the texter missed the point.
Maybe.
I said you can get a car. That's why you would get rid of a car. But if you couldn't get rid of a car, you would keep your car. That is the, you couldn't get a new car, you would keep your car.
What's 215.
Next? Yeah, what's next?
You rang? Luke, panicking whenever Spike questions him.
Yep.
You can't keep doing the same bit, Luke. You rang.
Well, I like you rang.
I know.
But you got to stop screwing up.
I'll switch it up at some point.
All right.
Pipe down.
Yeah, pipe down. Who asked you to talk? What's next?
This guy hasn't helped us with a shot one time today. The people on Ike's Hole tomorrow at Ramblewood.
It's a fair point.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there's no guarantee that my shot actually matters.
Yep. Not at all. What is next?
Ike, Spike, Jackie baby, I'll tell you what. Sounds like my man Ike was all about Knipple this weekend, baby. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Knipple.
I'm surprised Battle got it right.
Yep.
Yeah, seriously, I'm actually surprised he got that right.
Yeah, he definitely Googled it.
Yep. What's next?
It's about damn time. Ike's inner monologue when Jack and Spike were talking about getting new clothes.
It's true. Well, I always get clothes. They always look like old clothes, though. That's what happens when you buy old T-shirts.
Look, yes.
Yeah. All my T-shirts are 35 years old. I'm like, look at this new one I got. It's like it's got a hole right at the bottom. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
70% of voters want to start fresh if they get Cooper Flagg tonight. 56% are glad it's the Cowboys week one.
Okay.
And 70% expect the Eagles offense to take a step forward next year.
There we go.
Yeah.
Leave it to you guys.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah,
Hold on.
I'll see you guys out there.
Hold on. We got the Phils tonight.
We're proud of you, kid.
We're getting a win tonight?
Yeah, we're getting a win.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
you think he gives a rat's?
I don't think he cares. Not at all.
Not tonight. Phillies tonight.
Yeah, not tonight.
Not at all?
Don't
all
care.
Right. I look forward to your recap in the morning.
All right, yeah. I'll watch the game in the morning.
Well, he'll watch the game.
Yeah.
It'd take him 40 minutes to watch it.
Yeah, get through it quick.
Yes.
Just have him win 5-1.
There you go.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
All right. All right, go on.
All right, brother.
See you guys out there.
We'll see you in a minute.
All right. Well, what should we do now, Ike?
All right, big dog.
All right. So, let's give a hot take. No, I'm just kidding.
We got 20 minutes to burn.
Yeah. Let's go to Corey in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
Oh, he's just now calling.
No, he called for an hour. Someone buried him for an hour.
No, I didn't bury him. Luke did.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that Corey Columbus. Corey in Columbus is here. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, man. Hey, us Ohio boys, no matter where you put us in a lineup, we going to produce. You know what I'm saying?
Just like that's that a good boy point.
You and Schwarber.
You saw that boy last night. You know, you put him wherever, clean up, lead off, bat him night, it don't matter. He, you know, that's all he going to do. It's not about when he plays in the state of Ohio. You know, when he go against them Guardians, for sure. He got some kind of vengeance going against them. But, you know,
why did I think of that this weekend? Schwarber being back home in Ohio.
Well, and he got booed the entire series because he beat them in the 2016 World Series.
Hey, that's because they some haters. You know, Cleveland losers choking like they normally do. LeBron, the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? look at the Cavaliers. Look at them. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Shedeur Sanders. They hoping he going to help them out, but he not. But you know, let's talk about. You know, I got to address someone that caller said earlier. Like he said. When you on a team in college and you don't lead your team to the NCAA tournament, I got a question. To me, that don't matter, right? That don't matter at all because Ant-Man ain't go to no tournament. Y'all won't take him.
Jack reminded me of that, and I completely forgot that Ant-Man. Exactly. Didn't get Georgia. But it was one of the reasons why I wasn't big on Ant coming out of college. And, of course, now, I mean, who the hell wouldn't take him now?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not the end of the world. It's just interesting that you have two top three probable guys that, and that team can't make the tournament.
Well, today in college, like it ain't like playing, you know, when Ike was in college or coming up, you know, early 2000s.
A guy stayed 4 years.
Where these guys were staying 4 years. These dudes is coming off AAU teams, stopping in college to get more money. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And then they trying to make it to the league. You know, that's why if you notice now, a lot of these dudes coming to the league, they done played overseas and been playing basketball their whole life. Like, it's like they ain't going to school. What Cardale Jones say? We go to school to play football. We don't go. Remember that saying he said? Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I ain't trusting Cardale Jones.
Well, yeah, there's a reason why he lasted, 2 years?
Yeah, I ain't trusting him.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, also, y'all know what I said about them boys. You know, they get to see. Look, we about to put them on Demon Time early. They got to see the banner raised, and then we're going to put foot in them. Oh, they're going to be on watch early in the season.
Talk to them.
You already know what I told y'all last week, you know what I'm saying? Emily Dickens, George Pickens, you know, Eagles and five. And you got Dak, George Pickens with the ball, Dak. You know what I'm saying? See, the Eagle with the ball. See, that's what I love about the Eagles. We only got one guy we got to worry about. You know, he going to cry for the ball. But our number two guy, he a beast, but, you know, he a silent beast. He ain't going to be out there crying. Now Dak trashed already. And now he got to worry about getting these two dudes the ball. They're going to be crying. Oh, I love it. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. We're going to beat them 37-10.
It's going to be a celebration night. It's going to be a banner night. Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it'll be close.
And this is the thing with Jack when it comes about arguing with Jalen. Just let him say what he's going to say because it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You don't even got to argue. Just let
That's
him
what I'm
say
trying to tell people. I don't want to argue about it. You win right now, I'll win the bad war.
Exactly, because, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes accolades got to matter. You know, people always want to bring up that. That's as cool, but accolades got to matter at some point. Yep. Accolades is what makes you great.
Money's nice. Championships are better. Everyone knows that.
Exactly. You know, so they can have all them stats. I want to celebrate wins. You know what I'm saying? But I holler at y'all. Enjoy the show. Get the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We're
going to
take down your Lakers. Man, I have to get the first pick tonight.
I'm telling you, dude, you were right when you brought up people not being aware that the lottery was tonight. Obviously, Sixers fans are, the diehard basketball fans are, but the casual fans, they're actually happy the Phillies are back in town so they can go to the game tonight to see the Phillies and the Cardinals. I totally get that. We get that number one pick. You know this kid is going to be the guy that we take. This whole city will continue to be on fire, right? You get Cooper Flagg here. Everybody's back in.
And it's one of those things that I just feel it in my gut. And maybe because I trust the NBA and I trust that They
they'll do the right thing.
They'll do the right thing. Seriously, the last plea. Do you want that kid in Brooklyn?
No.
Do you want him in Utah?
No.
I know Utah.
Utah probably would love him. Yes.
Yeah. Utah, sure. You want him in Washington? The like,
oh my goodness. The Wizards,
dude. I think the Wizards.
Total waste of talent.
I know there's other teams in the NBA that are worse. The Wizards, I think, are the toughest team for me to ever envision winning a title in all of sports.
Doing anything significant. Seriously. It's the Wizards and the Hornets, or Bobcats, or wherever they want to be.
Yep, they're the Hornets, Wizards. Yeah.
Those two teams I can never see doing anything.
Like, imagine being a fan of those teams, yeah. Right? I mean, at least Washington has some kind of a sports culture.
Right.
But, like, the Charlotte Hornets, what's the point? I mean, what's the point of being a fan?
Nah. It used to be cool when MJ was the owner.
Well, and then
he's not even the owner anymore.
Well, it kind of was cool in the starter jackets in the 90s.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
The Hornets was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Just dreadful franchises.
For terrible.
For the sake of the league, they gotta rig it for the Sixers.
As a matter of fact, this is a topic for another day. Why is there a team in Charlotte?
I don't know.
Do we have to have a team down there? Like, can we move somewhere else?
It's certainly not working. It's not working. So the four teams, right, ahead mm-hmm. of the Sixers right now in, I guess, odds or whatever. So Utah, Washington, Charlotte, and New Orleans.
And New Orleans, yeah.
I mean, the Pelicans.
All four of those teams.
You're not selling anything. I mean, like, Zion was a huge star coming
out. And look where he's – all you've done is cause him to be overweight every year and be injured.
Yeah. Can't happen. Can't happen. Cowboy Jim, you ready to get beat down week one?
Oh, yes.
Not only do I not need Blue Chew, but first of all, you stooges promoting it, I can't take it anymore. Hey, let's get Devin or Ashlyn Sullivan to do it, okay? Then I'm going to buy it.
That's not disrespect.
Take it down a notch.
Yes. Relax.
Come on. Ike, your disrespect and jealousy of the Cowboys, it's too much. Just because you don't have a ring.
He's so fearful.
Three rings, and no one's buying you dinner everywhere you go. You know, like people like Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, and Emmett, they get food everywhere they go. Everyone buys for them.
Right.
But your jealousy is too much.
Well, here's the funny thing. Listen, and I respect those guys. They actually did win. They dominated the 90s, so they deserve to still be eating free and getting free drinks. What about the last 25 years of Cowboys players? Huh? How many free drinks are they getting down there? Huh? You want to buy one of those guys a drink for some certain reason? Why would you buy one of those losers a drink?
I would take care of them any time they need it.
Yeah, well, you're first class. Everyone knows that, Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, exactly. The NFL, listen, the NFL needs this matchup, of course, because the Cowboys.
They don't need this matchup.
They're loved worldwide.
People love the Cowboys, yeah.
I need this. I need a win. I need to get to Philadelphia, and after what happened last year, okay, I need this, okay? So that's why I need this game. First game up, I need that. To prove to the world that the Eagles were frauds because the Cowboys, the Lions, everybody was hurt. And you guys just moved on.
How are the Eagles frauds when they've gone to the Super Bowl three times in 8 years and won two of them?
You Eagle fans are becoming as arrogant as Cowboys fans. That's what's happening.
Nah, because we're arrogant with a purpose, and there's results there.
And we've had a good offseason, too. And
who?
Amazing.
Pickens and Lamb, you guys, come on.
We're shaking in our shorts, buddy.
This is going to be the first game. There's going to be a win. I need this win. I need the help. So good luck, losers. Where's Ashlyn and Devin? I'll buy Blue Chew now.
Oh, God.
There he goes, Cowboy Jim.
Yes.
A regression from Cowboy Jim.
Yes. He's excited. Listen, he knows that game is open at night, so his fraud team is on fraud alert. First game of the season. And everybody will build it up, defending champs, going against America's team and the Dallas Cowboys, and George Pickens is there. And I get it. I get it. It's actually the only time of the year that they're probably going to be able to build up the Cowboys and everybody anticipate the game.
Mm-hmm. And if they keep it close, like, I don't know.
Yep.
That's going against the defending champs.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.